The illness that's affecting children in the U.S. is suspected to be enterovirus D68. While only a few cases have actually been confirmed, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention suspects that's what's causing the outbreaks in 10 states. Cox Health has no confirmed cases of VVD68, but Vicki Good, Director of Clinical Safety at Cox, says they've admitted and treated approximately 30 people with similar respiratory illness symptoms since mid-August. And Mercy has been seeing similar cases, according to spokesperson Sonia Coleman. Good says enteroviruses are very common viruses.
There's more than 100 different enteroviruses that are out there, and there's an estimated probably 10 to 15 million infections that occur in the United States each year from these viruses.
Good says most people with enterovirus have mild symptoms, if they have any at all, but some of the infections can be more serious. EVD68, the strain that's suspected in the outbreaks in the U.S., is less common and was first isolated in 1962, according to Good. The strain generally occurs more in children than adults. She suspects that type of enterovirus is what they've been seeing at Cox Health, but they don't know for sure.
In order to isolate this particular virus, it takes very specific type of testing equipment. And so in Springfield, both facilities, Cox and Mercy, we're not testing for that specific virus, but we are seeing patients with similar signs and symptoms of this virus.
People with chronic respiratory illness, such as asthma, are at higher risk of developing more serious symptoms. But 25% of those hospitalized recently in Kansas City were otherwise healthy kids. According to Good, the key to stopping the spread of EVD68 is prevention. There are things you can do, she says, to keep yourself and your kids healthy.
This is just the start of virus season. You know, the influenza or flu virus is next to hit us. You know, traditionally starts in November, December. And so it's a good time just to remember basic prevention measures in general for any kind of illness. Extremely good hand washing, you know, with soap and water. Avoid touching your eyes, your nose, your mouth with unwashed hands. Avoid sharing cups or eating utensils with other people. And then disinfecting high-touch surfaces such as toys, doorknobs, especially if someone in your home is sick or you've learned that somebody that's been in your home has become sick.
Symptoms of EVD68 include a cough with or without fever, wheezing, and shortness of breath. Good says parents should seek medical treatment if their child has difficulty breathing. For KSMU News, I'm Michelle Skaliski.